This is HDN.
Tuesday, the beginning of a short work week.
And just like that, they were gone in a puff of smoke and a swirl of bagpipes. Charles and Camilla are in Prince Edward Island after spending, about 24 hours in Nova Scotia? I'm going to take a lot of shit for this. I know I am. A lot of people say, oh, they cost us too much money and taxpayers shouldn't be paying for that. But I think it's such an important part of our history.
Actually, say the second part of that sentence, but in the voice that you use for the first part.
But I just love the royals.
There you go. Now you got the voice that matches what you're saying. How old-fashioned are you? You sound like my grandmother.
God. Oh, I just love the royal family. Aren't they wonderful?
I think it's an important historic line. It's something that sets us apart so much from the Americans. And it just, I don't know, it just feels good.
I do like that, the fact that it sets us apart from the Americans.
Yes. Yeah.
That reason alone, I'd like to hang on to the royal family. I like the royals, too. I know he's listening to this because they love the podcast.
Who, Charles and Camilla?
Yeah.
Yes.
But Charles, he's just everything that, he's definitely a prince. But it's just,
well, of course.
But he's just so spoiled. He's just like, yeah, oh, thank you, Halifax. You're wonderful.
But that's all he's been doing for the last 65 years.
I know. No wonder Diana was just sick and tired of that.
Mummy says that we got to...
He's like Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, I hope
I
that
don't
we...
think so.
I hope...
You don't want him to become king?
No, I want his son to become king.
Well, his son will become king when it's his turn.
Unless he hangs up. Well, it could be his turn pretty soon.
Well,
You never know.
I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, because come September, I think the exact date is September the 11th, Queen Elizabeth
9/11.
Will... 9/11. Yeah. Elizabeth will officially surpass Queen Victoria as the longest reigning monarch.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, health-wise, she seems to have it all together.
By the time she gives up the throne, he's going to be so old, it'll be like, son, get up there, please. I'd just rather tour around.
I don't know. See, I mean, he's been practicing for this for so long.
Yeah.
Why would he give it up? Why, you know, even if it's just for a few years?
Because I honestly think that he could ruin the whole thing.
What? Oh, no.
Yes,
no.
There are a lot
he's
of people.
He's made all his mistakes.
There are a lot of people who are against the royal family.
Sure.
Because, oh, well, they're elitist and they're rich and they're blue bloods and, you know, all these reasons. And he is the epitome of all of those things. Now, William, on the other hand, he has a lot of dye in him.
Sure.
And I think that he could probably win the favor of the people. Elizabeth,
oh, he already has.
Yeah, but if Charles becomes king, I think during that time, you're going to get all these anti-monarchists up in arms. Well, not literally up in arms, but saying, you know, enough of this whole royal family
thing. I don't
know.
I think Charles is a bit more progressive than you give him credit for.
It's just his attitude. Everything, he was here. He was nice. It was wonderful. But he and his comb-over were there in the grand parade going like, oh, it's Halifax.
In his defense, he was sick.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
He's just getting his voice back after battling a cold, so... You know, he's going to sound a bit off.
So rather than sounding like this, he sounded like this.
Yeah, the Godfather. You got it.
Oh, not much difference there, Lisa. I'm telling you, that's what should happen. Because there are a lot of people in Britain and here in Canada, too,
mm-hmm.
that are anti-monarchs. So they're rallying together and they're saying, you know what? Let's get rid of the royal family once and for all. As a matter of fact, we received an email not that long ago from an old friend of mine who is actually spearheading this whole thing. Citizens for a Canadian Republic are expanding their membership network to Halifax. They just launched their newest chapter on Thursday.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know that when a royal comes to town, you're going to have all the attention. And that's when they start saying, excuse me, do we really need this anymore? They still want to have a governor general. They still, they like our system of parliament. They just think that the royal family is a bit too much. Basically, what they did in Australia, these people want to do it here. Mm. And I said an old friend of mine, Jamie Bradley, is actually chapter president here as they move into Atlantic Canada. Now, you might know Jamie Bradley from Street Sense. Mm-hmm. He was one of the original cast members from Street Sense. Local actor with Jeremy Webb doing the Scrooge thing. If you know the odds in Halifax, then you know Jamie Bradley. Well, he Quite surprisingly, actually, because I thought that he would be so in favor of the monarchy. He's spearheading this thing. Actually, we could get him on the podcast. Why don't we do that?
I think we should.
And he can tell us in his own words what he thinks about the royal family. Here's another example, and you and I talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
What a great love story. You have a prince and the woman that he loves,
mm-hmm.
but he has to marry another woman,
mm-hmm.
and he's miserable, and finally that other woman goes away, and now he gets to marry the woman of his dreams, and everybody's happy. Any other person, that would be a wonderful romantic story. With Charles and Camilla, it's like, oh, God, like, just go away. It's people are just, they're sick of him. He really has not won the favor. The best thing he did was to hook up with Diana. The worst thing he did was to go with the woman of his dreams, in terms of public opinion.
I don't know. They came out by the hundreds in Nova Scotia yesterday to see him, so.
They came out by the thousands to see people juggling fire down on the waterfront, too. It doesn't necessarily mean that we love the royals so much. I mean, it's neat. They're celebrities. Camilla has been in the press, the international press, for so long now that mm-hmm. she has become a celebrity. Does that mean you like her? No. Does that mean you're in favor of the royal family? Not necessarily.
She has really grown into that role. She does a lot of charity work.
You know what
she
else ranks- has grown into that role?
What?
Mold. Downstairs. It grew into that dinner roll that we had down there.
But she tends to outperform some of the other royals when it comes to charity work, public appearances, that sort of thing.
As I said before, I think it's wonderful. The fact that she just kind of stuck with him and loved the prince, and it is, it's true love. They love each other. They're wonderful with each other. Everything's great in the way he referred to his wife. I'm not saying he did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
People are just sick and tired of him. He's just so blue blood. He's just so old school. You need some of that Princess Di injected into the royal family. And mm-hmm. that's what William brings. And that should be the next king.
Okay.
If Prince Charles becomes king
mm-hmm.
for any extended period of time, the royal family is going to be no more.
No. No.
Yeah, I mean, taxpayers in Britain are just going to say, no, we're not going to pay for this anymore. This is silly. If William becomes king, the royal family is going to become stronger than ever. That's the difference between the two. Chuck, I love you. I love that old vaudeville act of Chuck and Di. You shouldn't have got rid of her, but unfortunately, she's gone now, and it's just not the same. It's like the Three Stooges after Curly left. Then they brought in Curly Joe. It just wasn't the same.
All right, but I will give props to Camilla for wearing that lovely Nova Scotia tartan collar on her coat. I thought that was very appropriate, and it was a nice touch. Hey, you want to put some nice touches on the new library in downtown Halifax? They've got a great new fundraising program called Share the Wow. ShareTheWow.ca is the homepage. Neat idea. In order to raise money, you can choose any book off the shelf at the library and place your own customized book plate inside. So you can do that to honor a friend, colleagues, parents, whomever, a book that is special to you and to them. And you buy this specialized book plate and it's in the book forever.
Or until somebody takes the book out and scribbles all over it.
Well.
Or rips it out.
I'd like to think we're a little more mature than that.
Have you seen some of the books in the library lately?
No. Anyway, if you're interested in this, it's a great idea, and you can find it at sharethewow.ca.
No, I like that idea. I'm just in a super sarcastic mood today.
Yeah.
And by the way, I like the royal family, too.
Well, I'm a big fan of fundraising ideas that think outside the box, like this one. I remember when Feed Nova Scotia had, you could buy bricks to go in Victoria Park.
Your parents are on one of those bricks, are they
not? Exactly. I bought one for Mom for Mother's Day, I think it was. So it's, you know, it's a neat idea, and in anything that's new and...
Bide a Wild Animal Shelter.
Yep.
They had that little area there, the garden.
You can have a memory garden.
A plaque or a tree or a plate and dedicate it to a furry member of your family.
Yep.
And we bought one for our Jasper.
Dearly departed Jasper. Speaking of furry friends, Orangedale, Cape Breton is overrun with Bernese Mountain Dogs this week. Roland and Claudia Moeller, they breed these dogs. And back on March the 19th, their pup gave birth to 11 puppies. 11.
Wow.
That's a lot of Bernese Mountain Dogs kicking around the house.
Yeah.
They've never heard of such a big litter for the pups.
Well, one good thing about it, if you're not familiar with the breed, they are a large dog.
Yes.
So you could carry that type of thing. If we were talking about, can you believe that miniature poodle had 11 puppies? That would have been Guinness Book of Record time.
And I guess all of them are up to snuff with German breeding standards. So,
by the way, if you Google snuff with German breeding standards, you're going to get something completely different than a Bernese Mountain Dog. I wouldn't even go there if I were you.
The couple's been actually breeding these dogs for about 30 years, and this is absolutely unheard of. So they're big boys. They can grow to be 125 pounds apiece. Coming up on a very busy time around town, I'm going to look into this because this seems a little bizarre. Sackville High, Millwood High, Lockview, Sir John A., and C.P. Allen have their proms like at the end of this month. Sackville High is having theirs May 24th, C.P. Allen on May 31st.
Right.
I thought proms were held in June. Like, don't you have to go through exams and all that, find out whether or not you're actually going to grade?
No, you don't have to do exams anymore. No, I've noticed that. A lot of, there are places graduating already.
The high schools, public schools, they still have another month and a bit left to go.
Yeah, but they have to rent the helicopter and the limo and all these other things.
That please.
Oh, are you kidding? They're doing it up big time. Haven't you seen YouTube lately?
Yes, and I don't get this whole promposal thing. That just completely eludes me.
If they had that back in my day, I would have asked Christy McNichol to go, or Valerie Bertinelli to go with me to my prom.
You would have had better luck with Valerie.
Yeah. Or I may have completely changed Christy's life.
Maybe.
You never know.
But yeah, so anyway, some of them coming up at the end of this month. And some a bit of good news to come from the sad news from this weekend. Looks like Milford House will be rebuilt. It was destroyed by fire for the second time over the weekend. And
suspicious? Any cause? Do we know?
They don't know yet. No, the investigators are still looking into the cause. There was a fireplace in the main lodge, but it wasn't lit.
Just like White Point Lodge. Hmm. There was a fireplace and it wasn't lit.
But yeah, the thing is, Milford House had just opened for the season, and there's some two dozen cabins that are outside the main lodge. So it was just the main lodge that burned. The cabins are all going to be open for the summer. So if you have bookings in one of those cabins, you're fine. There just won't be any support systems, no restaurant there. You'll have to go into Annapolis Royal for that sort of thing.
Now, for the people that aren't familiar with Milford House, mm-hmm. It is, well, why don't you tell us a bit about it? Actually, why don't we bring our expert in?
Okay.
Our expert who, come on in, expert. Our 14-year-old expert goes by the name of Bronwyn. And, Bronwyn, you know all about Milford House.
Yes.
Now, Milford House was a destination of choice for the grade 6 students at your elementary school, weren't they?
Yeah, we went in grade 6 and it was so much fun.
Yeah, now what was what's the highlight of the resort as far as you're concerned?
We got to do like breakfast duty where you went into the actual lodge, which burned down, and you got to prepare.
Did it burn down because you were on breakfast duty?
I'm seeing a trend here. Yes,
I've seen you cook like your mom, don't you?
Yeah, I do actually. But you would get to make breakfast for your fellow campmates.
Mm-hmm. So it's used for a lot of sort of team building exercises and just sort of wilderness outings.
Yeah, we did a lot of canoeing and we did a whole bunch of games there.
Mm-hmm.
I broke my nose.
Yes, that's right. You broke your nose at Milford House. And you didn't even get a t-shirt. You should have had a t-shirt that said, I broke my nose at Milford House, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. But this has been a tradition at Beaverbank Monarch School for a number of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Miss Walsh is going to be very disappointed this year.
Yeah, a lot of disappointed sixth graders. That's most unfortunate because it looks like the resort isn't going to reopen. Well, they're going to start rebuilding, I guess, in the fall. And it'll be some time before that main building is back up and running.
So Milford House is, what, down in the valley, right?
It's about 20 kilometers outside of Annapolis Royal. So a lot of schools use it as sort of lodging while they go and do history trips up to Annapolis Royal.
All right, thanks, expert. 14-year-old Brahman, anything else you want to say?
Not really.
You want to say hi to anybody that listens to the podcast?
No one listens to the podcast.
Go
to school.
I think on that happy note, we will wrap things up and call it a day. What do you say?
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Be back on Wednesday.
Until then.